Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Moving Beyond Broke, The Power of Perseverance in Personal Finance is a personal finance book by Dasha Kennedy that combines practical money guidance with a broader critique of how traditional finance advice often overlooks real constraints. Kennedy, known for The Broke Black Girl, writes from the perspective of someone who grew up in a household where money was not openly discussed and later built a platform to support people who felt excluded from mainstream financial conversations. The book is positioned as an accessible guide for readers who want concrete steps toward financial stability without being told that discipline alone solves every problem. Its purpose is to help readers confront shame, reduce anxiety around money, and build habits that support long-term independence. Rather than presenting finance as a purely individual moral issue, it acknowledges the impact of systemic barriers, limited resources, and uneven access to financial education. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a personal finance guide rooted in lived experience, not abstract theory. A defining feature of the book is that it draws heavily on Kennedy's own financial journey and public advocacy work. That matters because the advice is framed by experience with low-income circumstances, single parenthood, and the confusion that can come from learning money management without family guidance. Instead of speaking in the detached language common to many finance books, Kennedy uses a more direct and accessible style that makes the material less intimidating. The result is not just a narrative voice, but a method readers are invited to see financial literacy as something learned gradually, often imperfectly, through real life. This makes the book especially useful for readers who have felt embarrassed by not knowing basic financial terms or procedures. The personal basis of the book also gives its advice credibility in a different sense, because it emphasizes practical usefulness over polished theory. It suggests that financial education should be understandable before it is sophisticated. Secondly, financial discipline. But without pretending everyone starts from the same place. The book's most important analytical stance is its refusal to treat budgeting and saving advice as universally simple. Kennedy does not dismiss discipline, but she insists that advice becomes shallow when it ignores uneven incomes, debt, caregiving burdens, and the reality that some readers are operating with very little margin for error. This balance is what separates the book from many standard personal finance titles. It still values planning, but it does not pretend that motivation alone creates stability. That approach is especially relevant for readers who have tried conventional money systems and found them unrealistic or even punitive. By acknowledging structural obstacles, the book reframes financial progress as a process shaped by both personal choices and external conditions. This does not remove responsibility. Instead, it makes responsibility more usable by grounding it in actual circumstances. The practical benefit is that readers can adapt guidance to their own situation, rather than treating failure to follow generic advice as a personal flaw. Thirdly, building financial confidence by confronting shame and money silence. Another major theme is the emotional barrier that often stands between people and financial progress. Kennedy treats shame, fear, and avoidance as central financial problems rather than side issues. This is especially important in households where money was rarely discussed, because silence can leave adults without the language or habits needed to manage their finances confidently. The book responds to that gap by making money talk feel more normal and less judgmental. Its practical value lies on showing that financial behavior is not only about numbers. It is also about whether a person feels permitted to ask questions, make mistakes, and start over. By naming shame directly, the book gives readers a way to understand why they may avoid checking accounts, confronting debt, or planning ahead. That approach can be more effective than purely technical advice because it addresses the psychological resistance that often blocks action. In this sense, the book functions as both a finance guide and a corrective to money secrecy. Fourthly, a community-centered view of wealth, including family wealth and child education. Kennedy's framework extends beyond individual self-improvement to the idea of wealth building within families and communities. The book emphasizes that financial habits are not only personal, they can shape the next generation's relationship to money. That is why involving children in financial conversations is presented as meaningful, not merely educational. This perspective matters because it treats money knowledge as something that can be passed down, rather than something each person must painfully rediscover alone. It also broadens the definition of financial success from personal survival to intergenerational stability. Readers who are trying to break cycles of instability may find this especially useful because it shifts attention from short-term fixes to cultural change within the household. The community-centered angle also reflects the reality that many people rely on informal support networks when formal finance systems feel inaccessible. In that sense, the book connects money management with social belonging, showing that financial resilience is often strengthened by shared knowledge rather than isolated effort. lastly, an inclusive challenge to mainstream personal finance culture. The book stands out because it is explicitly written for people who have been overlooked by mainstream financial advice, especially Black women and others excluded from traditional finance spaces. This does not mean the book is only for one demographic, but it does mean the starting point is different from that of many generic money books. Kennedy addresses how representation, access, and cultural assumptions shape who feels welcome in finance conversations and who does not. That gives the book a distinct purpose. It is not just teaching money management, but also making personal finance more inclusive and realistic. Its public reception suggests that this combination resonates because it fills a gap between aspirational finance culture and everyday financial struggle. The book's appeal comes from this blend of clarity, cultural specificity, and practicality. It offers readers not only instructions for managing money, but also a critique of the systems and norms that have made those instructions harder to use. As a result, it feels less like a generic self-help title and more like a corrective to the usual personal finance canon. In conclusion, Moving Beyond Broke is best suited for readers who want personal finance advice that is practical, culturally aware, and honest about constraint. It will be especially valuable to people who feel alienated by advice that assumes stable income, strong family support, or prior financial education. Readers facing debt, financial anxiety, or the challenge of rebuilding after difficult life circumstances may benefit from its emphasis on perseverance, emotional clarity, and adaptable action. It is also useful for anyone who wants to discuss money more openly with children or family members and build stronger intergenerational habits. What makes the book stand out in its category is that it does not separate financial discipline from the realities of systemic inequality and money silence. Many personal finance books focus mainly on tactics. Kennedy offers tactics, but also explains why tactics can fail when they are disconnected from lived experience. That combination gives the book a broader social relevance and makes it feel more grounded than many conventional titles in the genre. If you would like to support Dasha Kennedy, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.